Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zolo Verhals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bonikowski. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Bonikowski. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball four. Power moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Askew and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Power scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser bunts towards the mound. Bonikowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Tartabull moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Tartabull scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Hauser reaches third base with a triple. Seghi goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tardabul hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Bonikowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonikowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Charles reaches second base with a double. Green throws the ball into Allen, who relays the ball to Rollins, who tags Charles trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive towards short. Ver Alts catches it and throws to first to double up Cimoli. Two outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Ver Alts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alts is 0 for 1 in the game. Ver Alts hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Joe Bonikowski. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Gorrell reaches third base with a triple. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gorrell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Green is chasing the ball. Hauser rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins moves to second. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Seaborn is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Charles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. 1 out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Lee Stang. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Georges Miranda now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hauser strikes out. 1 out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Batty and he is out, Allen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.